Also brought tornado and severe weather warnings to Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan, along with heavy snow to Minnesota and North Dakota. It's heading south, and WWL-TV's Eleanor Tabone is checking preparations around New Orleans.
Officials are warning residents to be ready and have a weather plan. Clint Ory with the St. Tammany Parish Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness.
Most likely is we're going to get some periods of heavy rain with strong winds and lightning.
When these fronts come through, you should not be on the road.
These astronauts on board the International Space Station who've been stranded there for a while should be home next week.
The SpaceX rockets took to the skies, carrying four astronauts to the International Space Station. It means a crew exchange can now take place, so NASA astronauts Butch Wallmore and Sonny Williams can finally come home.
That's BBC's Rebecca Morell reporting. SpaceX founder Elon Musk just posted a message saying the massive Starship rocket will leave for Mars at the end of 2026 with a humanoid robot on board, with human landings coming, quote, as soon as 2029. The federal government is now running on a short-term budget.
The yeas are 54, the nays are 46. The bill is passed.
The Senate passed a six-month spending bill, averting a partial government shutdown just hours before the midnight deadline. Senate Democrats were faced with a difficult decision to either vote to advance the Republican spending bill that pushes President Trump's agenda or risk a shutdown.
CBS's Holly Williams reports from Kyiv that Ukraine and the United States are still waiting for Russian President Putin to make up his mind over ceasefire talks.
Last night, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Putin of using delaying tactics, saying, quote, Putin is afraid to tell President Trump directly that he wants to continue this war and keep killing Ukrainians.
A power outage at a substation on the outskirts of Havana has called Cuba's national electric system to fail, resulting in much of the power out around the nation, around the island, millions of Cubans in the dark. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Joy. Oh, you are glowing.
Oh, hey. More like mirror-joyed. That Miralax helped me go. I was so backed up. Tried mega coffees, prune juice, everything. Then Miralax. And hello, gentle relief without the harsh side effects.
Ooh, how does it work?
It works naturally with the water in your body for constipation relief. Find Miralax today at your local retailer.
Use as directed for occasional constipation.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Chicago is getting ready for St. Patrick's Day.
Sure, there's corned beef and cabbage and Chicago's Irish pipe band, the Shannon Rovers, who have about 225 engagements over the season. And as band manager Marty McAndrew explains...
And most of them are concentrated over the next 4 days. So it starts off with the River dying.
What did he say?
So it starts off with the River dying.
Because the Chicago River apparently isn't green enough for St. Patrick's Day. So the Plumbers Union Local 130 dumps plant-based dye that is orange into the water over some 45 minutes, and it turns a super bright green on contact with the river. It draws a huge crowd. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
The national average wholesale price of eggs dropped for the third week in a row as high prices caused falling demand and bird flu outbreaks hit a lull, according to the Agriculture Department. The average wholesale price is $4.15 a dozen. That's down $2.70 last week. Just 2 weeks ago, the average wholesale price was $8.05. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Becoming windy tonight with showers and thunderstorms. A high wind warning tomorrow morning for gusts above 50 miles an hour. A wind advisory tomorrow afternoon for gusts above 30. A mix of sun and clouds, temps falling through the 50s. Right now it's 53.
You really got me going. You got me. Thank you. Memorial Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Two girls for every boy. I bought a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody. Surf City, here we go. You know it's not very cherry, it's an oldie but a goodie. Surf City, here we go. Well, it ain't got a backseat or a rear window, but it still gets me where I wanna go. I'm a born Surf City, cause it's too
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Go away.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When you just to be here with you. Love me, I ain't got nothing but love, babe.
WMRJN.
Words of love, so soft and tender, won't win a girl's heart anymore. If you love her, then you must send her somewhere where she's never been before. Worn out phrases and longing gazes won't get you where you want to go.
No!
Words of love, soft and tender, won't win her. You ought to know by now.
You ought to know.
You ought to know. You ought to know by now. Words of love, soft and tender, won't win her anymore. You ought to know by now. You ought to know. You ought to know by now. Words of love, soft and tender, won't win a girl's heart anymore. If you love her, then you must send her somewhere where she's never.
Get around, I get around,
yeah,
get around, round, round.
It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. But if the guys go steady, 'cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
J-N.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. squire just came out to mow his lawn. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care. Susan's gray, she's proud today, because the roses are in bloom. Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV in every room. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday, here in status symbol land. Mothers complain about how hard life is, and the kids just don't understand.
A creature of comfort goes, they only know my soul, make it hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Four astronauts blasted into space on a mission to bring home two stuck astronauts from the International Space Station. They should reach the space station this weekend. Here's former NASA astronaut Scott Parazynski.
They've got about a 28-hour process to get to the International Space Station dock and then open up the hatches. So it's a relatively quick trip up to the ISS. They're traveling at the speed of a bullet, 17,500 miles an hour.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams will return to Earth next week. They've been living at the space station since June, ever since the Boeing Starliner capsule malfunctioned and had to leave without them. What should have been a week-long test flight turned into a nine-month-long mission. Tens of millions of people are in the path of severe storms, moving into the Mississippi Valley and the Deep South, bringing with them the danger of heavy rains, flooding, strong winds, and tornadoes. CBS's Dave Malkoff is getting ready in Memphis.
Tornadoes, there could be large hail, hurricane-force winds, there could be flash flooding.
He has some advice if you find yourself in the path of a tornado.
Keep your phone alerts on. If you hear that tornado warning, get to the lowest